This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 5th. Well, cattle markets yesterday were mixed. We had the live cattle front months a bit weaker. The back months were a bit higher. Feeder cattle, the markets looked like they wanted to rally a little bit. Front months kind of extending more of this very short-term rally, getting close to the highs that were put in here a couple weeks ago. The back months basically just sideways. So we haven't really seen a lot of activity in the futures market in the cattle complex. Frankly, since the fire in the packing plant, markets had a huge washout. And since then, live cattle have basically just been sideways, except for the August, which has already expired. That kind of popped up to meet the cash. But the back months have really just been flat. And, you know, a little bounce was followed by a sell-off that now is testing those lows, those washout lows. In feeder cattle, the markets managed to bounce back and almost fill that original gap, but couldn't quite do it. It too, especially the back months, pulled back and got close to testing those washout lows, but it didn't quite get that deep, and we're just chopping around sideways since then. So the markets haven't been able to recover from that washout after the fire of a major packing plant. Now that said, it looks like the slaughter rates are holding steady. So those 5,000 to 6,000 head per day that were lost from that packing plant have quickly managed to find other areas, running extra shifts and other plants or whatever it takes, but they're moving through those numbers. And so it shouldn't be that much of a burden on either the feedlot side or the boxed beef side. So, but we haven't been able to see the front month futures markets, you know, regain some footing here. And the cash markets have continued to kind of be sluggish as well. Box beef values have pulled back. They surged higher following that fire. And they too have come back and pretty much given up almost all of the gains. So it's a market that still now has kind of settled down. It's got a good idea of where those extra cattle are going to go. And now we're kind of back in line with where we were before. And that's basically looking at record high numbers of cattle on feed that would be coming out here over these next few weeks. We're right in that time window of when the bulk of those numbers would come out. So we're looking at potential record beef supply, production. Dressed weights are increasing from a seasonal perspective. We're still a few pounds lower than a year ago, but we are still on that upward trajectory. So beef stocks and supplies should be increasing. Demand tends to back off a little bit right after the Labor Day weekend, but as you get into the fall, and especially into the holidays, it tends to pick up and be fairly sound. The kickers would be if your economy starts to falter. There's a lot of red flags and a lot of chatter about that happening and already happening, even though the stock market is holding together pretty well. So we don't look for anything major from an economic or from the economy standpoint. It's just a matter of working through these big numbers and hopefully getting a better demand picture as we move into the fall and holidays. Cash trade so far this week starting to get rolling. Several thousand head have traded. Fed trade around 105, which is down a couple from last week's average. Dress trade at 169, which is down 3 from the average. Box beef values, we had choice down 1 cent at 231. Select was down 267 at 209. So that spread widening back out to 2170. Movement 141 loads. So the cash market is a little on the sluggish side. Futures market also a little on the sluggish side. I would expect that live cattle will come down and take out those lows and search for the stops. We're not that far away. Feeder cattle appear to be holding fairly well there too. They're not that far away from those major lows, especially on the more deferred months. But I think the feeders have a better chance of holding together better than the lives. Plenty of corn around, plenty of feed wheat around. So it's not a concern about feed wheat or feed grain in general. It's more a factor of as we move through these big numbers and clear out a lot of pens, demand's going to be there to fill those pens. So I think the feeder cattle market looks pretty solid. You're starting from a low position, but I do think that there's more reason to be optimistic as we head into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.